100% locally made. Live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos.
Oh, good morning, everyone. How are you guys feeling leading into a long weekend?
Oh, I'm so ready for this long weekend, but so happy to be here with you guys this morning. Feeling very lovey-dovey today.
Are you now?
Yeah.
We had your date yesterday, of course.
Yeah.
So that always, I guess, brings the spirits up, doesn't it?
Sentimentality.
Absolutely.
Yeah. How are you guys?
Yeah. Pretty relaxed.
Yeah.
I'm good. Me and Siobhan are trying to put together the shopping list for our camping trip at the moment.
Ooh,
okay.
That sounds fun.
Trying to figure out what we're going to eat, you know, by the fire and, you know, yeah. Out by the creek there. So
day one, tin beans. Day two, tin spaghetti.
You know what?
Hey, tin spaghetti is pretty elite these days.
It's I disagree. I think it's terrible.
I reckon tin beans will be on the list. Tin beans on toast morning. Bit of cheese on there. Oh. Do you like tin beans on toast?
Not really.
I didn't think you liked cheese that much, Stephen.
You melt on something like that. It's all right.
Yeah, all right. He's backtracking now.
Interesting. What is the top meal you're looking forward to?
I don't know yet. We're still trying to figure out what the, you know, what we're going to do. Because it is 4 days, I suppose.
Sure.
I don't know if I...
Like, creme brulee, maybe?
Nah, well, I haven't got a fridge. I've just got an esky.
Okay.
So you got to find stuff that's going to keep fairly all right for the duration.
Yeah, most of the stuff you put in your esky are beers. You can't, you know...
That is...
Well, they will stay fine, I think. Yeah. They'll stay fine.
Oh, they'll be right.
You know, but, like, if we're going to do meat dishes, probably got to do them early in the trip, and, I don't know, we're working it all out. I assume... Probably a pesto we're going to run at some point.
Later in the, in the trip.
Yeah, we're going to run at some point. Maybe like ravioli or something, you know. Like store bought, of course.
Oh, what? I thought you were going to make them from scratch.
Of course not.
That
I'm not taking the pasta maker with me to roll it all out and that, you know.
Oh, come on, Stephen, live a little.
Oh, we've got that much room in the car, realistically.
Strap it to the roof. It's all... It was something I know about camping. There's always room for the pasta maker.
Do you normally take it with you?
Yeah, words to live by.
You are so full of rubbish.
I've got the van. There's room, you know.
You're still not taking it with you. You're lying.
That is the sort of thing I would take. I don't actually own a pasta maker, but that is the sort of thing I would take.
How can you claim that when you don't own one? You've never bought one. That's an outrageous claim to make. If you wanted to take one so bad, buy one.
Okay.
That's a good plan. All right, next camping trip, I'm getting a pasta maker just for that one particular reason.
All right, brilliant.
All of this to play for this morning.
100% locally made, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos.
Guys, I've got an arachnid in my vehicle.
A spider?
In the front of my car when I get in of a morning. Straight through the spider web every morning.
Ew.
What kind of spider? Have you seen it or is it just a web?
It's just a web that catches my leg of a morning.
Oh, Ron Weasley would not like your car.
It's been like 2 weeks now. How do I get rid of this spider?
Put poison in your car?
What way?
I don't know.
You're going to have to, like, full gas it out, I think.
Call Robert Irwin. He'll
I think you're going to have to make it look like a bit of a disco in there. You know, get it all foggy and,
the fog machine done. I hate the smell of those things.
Yeah, with the, you know, the fast kill or whatever.
Yeah.
Shut all the doors and windows and just assume that'll do
eventually
the job.
Eventually it'll get it.
Yeah, that'll do the job.
Don't want to do that.
Well, then I don't have any other solution.
Is there like a spider catch? You know they've got like snake catchers?
Or mouse traps?
No, I was thinking more
you want to get it professional.
Yeah. You know they have like the snake catchers that'll come around and get the snake from underneath your...
Spider snatcher.
That's... Well,
it's hard to tell though without knowing what type of spider it is.
Yeah, it could be like a daddy long legs.
Well, that's it, yeah. You might have
mystery.
Nothing to fear at all.
I don't actually fear it. I'm just annoyed by it.
So what, it's just like every morning your leg brushes against this web.
A web is destroyed by my leg. It's probably annoyed at me going, every morning I build this thing. Someone ruins it every single day. Oh, God, it's hard.
Well, you have to keep us posted, I suppose.
Yeah.
You have
Spidergate continues. And if you know any professional spider catchers, get in touch at the Novos_ on Instagram.
I think you're ambitious to assume it is one spider. and not spiders.
Well, it could be a family.
Well, it could be. That's what all the more reason I need a professional spider catcher. If you know one, get in touch at the Novos _ on Instagram.
For live and local news, there's only one.
From our 100% local newsroom in the Hunter, New FM's First at 5.
So, Jackie, more live music.
Yes, that's what we all love to hear. So the state government says that live music has increased by 84% in the past year.
Whoa. That is good. That is good.
So is this like 84% more gigs or 84% more people going to gigs?
Or doing volume? Oh, is are they turning it up louder?
Wouldn't be that one. Not in Newcastle.
That's an excellent question.
We're not sure.
It's a mix of the lot, maybe. They're just numbers. Numbers in there,
yeah,
isn't it?
There's just there's a lot of numbers, so I'll give you a few of the numbers. So,
okay.
Since March 2023, 112 pubs, clubs, and other venues have joined the list of establishments that have qualified for 2 hours of extended trading. So they're contributing their 84% increase to the vibrancy reforms.
That's good. Right. Obviously, these pubs, they're gone. You know what? People do want to stay around for a gig. Let's get involved and take advantage of this opportunity, really, isn't it?
Well, last Friday, I was at the Ken, and they had live music there till 2 a.m.
Wow.
That's so good. Unexpected. Yeah.
You normally think, live band might knock off at midnight or something. Yeah. The DJ will start or something like that. Yeah, they carried right through the night. It was really good.
So that's a perfect example. Probably they were counting that in the stats, no doubt.
Absolutely, and that's actually one of the reforms was that clubs and venues can stay open later if they have live music playing.
Oh, there you go.
Yes, and Newcastle's lockouts last year were also scrapped after 15 years. So.
There you go.
Yeah. Happy days is what I'll say.
Happy days indeed. Changing pace a little bit here, Jackie. The Socceroos successful last night?
Yes, so much like our Tillies, the Socceroos have had a victory 5-0 over Lebanon in Canberra last night.
That's a good result.
There was as well. I mean, there's talk at the moment about the strength of football in Australia and, Canberra is one of the teams who doesn't have an A-League team at the moment. There was over 25,000 there at Canberra last night.
Mm-hmm.
The support is there.
Yeah.
They've just got to somehow crack the code on getting it out there or something.
Just getting people into the gates consistently for the A-League. I don't know where the gap is because we saw stadiums sold out for the Tillies and now for the Socceroos as well. Get them to A-League stadiums. I don't know what they've got to do, but just...
More kebappy rolls.
Yeah, kebappy rolls is a is a great hack, I think.
Yeah, I don't know. Somehow they've got to convert that energy that is behind that football and get it into people who will buy tickets to the A-League. I don't know how you do that. Magic and marketing are my two words and suggestions.
New FM.
The Novos.
The Novos.
Team, undoubtedly, the dating world is a treacherous one.
Oof, yes. I'm glad I'm not in it these days.
Yeah, you're lucky.
It's the Wild West.
Well, the three of us can count our lucky stars, can't we?
Yeah.
Because if you're, out there swiping furiously, trying to navigate this crazy world, I do have a tip for you to hopefully, I guess, get you out of the single game quicker.
All right.
A survey of over 2,000 Brits has concluded that you are more likely to garner positive attention and turn heads while reading the newspaper.
What? So not a really about, what your hair looks like, what the latest style of clothing is.
Don't worry about reading. Any of that by the sounds of it.
Apparently you become more attractive, not just reading, not reading in general.
Okay.
Reading a physical newspaper. Now, this was done for dating site Finding the One. Also revealed people glued to their phones or eating are considered the least attractive.
Oh, that's not fair. We all do that.
Oh, no. We all eat. Unbelievable, isn't it? Relationship expert, whatever that means. It seems like such a loose term. Her name's Sylvia Lazzoni, and she said, "It turns out nothing is sexier than a well-informed mind. In an era where digital screens dominate our attention, there's an allure to those who appreciate the timeless appeal of ink on paper and the art of taking things slow." What are we, in the 1950s?
I mean, reading the newspaper, though, when you look at somebody do that, you go, oh, they're worldly, aren't they? They know
Hang
about
on,
everything.
I feel like this is working on you, Ari.
It is a little bit, now that I'm thinking about
all right.
it. Okay.
Imagine this for a moment, right? You see Mitch across the room, right? He's sitting on the couch. This is like a Sunday morning.
Yeah.
And there in his hands is the newspaper.
You talk dirty to me.
and you go, oh, hello. What section are you reading?
I'm like, what are you doing with that? You don't read the newspaper, you weirdo.
Is he more attractive now? There he is.
I would just be staring at him going, what are you doing, you weirdo? You little loser.
Not for you, by the sounds of it. What about you, Stephen?
To begin with, most people probably reading the newspaper on their phone these days anyway, if they're reading news. Yeah. You know, so I think that's outrageous that detrimented by the fact that you're on your phone. But I feel like there's nothing less attractive than someone with, like, their legs crossed. There's always one leg on top of the other when you're reading the paper. And then, for some reason, you've always got to lick your finger when you turn every page. I feel like that's an ick as well.
Well, no, maybe some people are into that. You know, that's a little bit sensual or something like that.
You're feeling all right today, Crevo. You're into this story, aren't you?
Well, I'm just trying to get...
Crevo's from the 1950s.
It's true. I do feel most
reminds
comfortable.
Reminds him of better times, easier times.
Most comfortable reading a real live newspaper. It's much better. His new phone devices are just too hard to deal with.
You're waking up with the Novos live across Newcastle and the Hunter. They're local as and on the air now.
And hey, if you're just waking up and starting your day and everything, a bit of a serious topic just to mention. So there was this cargo ship that's hit a bridge in Baltimore in the US.
Oh, this is rude. Oh, this is no good.
It's all terrible. Over the television. It's throughout your news feeds. Watch the video if you get a chance to before work this morning. It's insane. So just to give you an idea, the cargo ship lost power in the US and rammed into the major bridge in Baltimore, destroying the span in a matter of seconds, and it plunged right into the river. There was at least six people unaccounted for as well, so still missing as far as what we know. Apparently, the ship lost power, and that's why they couldn't steer it away, and that's why it crashed into this massive bridge. So it looks like it's maybe about as big as Mooney Bridge, just kind of locally,
It's like crashed into the supporting bollard, basically, whole bridge has come down.
Just gone,
And the footage as well, I mean, it doesn't look like there were many cars on that bridge as well. It looks pretty... bare bones.
Well, it looks like it's at night or early morning or something.
Yeah.
Which I don't know if it, you know, luckily it wasn't peak hour, I guess. But it's still, it's a tragedy, really.
Yeah.
Regardless of the fact that the ship's lost power and that, you feel like a bridge should be able to withstand a little bump from a boat, you know?
It just looks like a Jenga block tower just kind of falling as soon as you pull
out
a piece.
The whole thing collapses, hey. Yep. It's wild.
New FM. The Novos. The Novos.
I guess one of the biggest things when people go, you know, they've done the wrong thing in life, they go to jail, is society... well,
drawn the sad card. Yeah.
But society wants those people to... I guess, learn from their mistake and come out as better citizens.
Well, hopefully the prison system is there to rehabilitate people and get them back on track to integrate back into society.
That's what you hope. Over in India, they have this system where they teach them different skills. So when you come out of prison, perhaps you could learn, you know, to build or, you know, different trades, hairdresser, these different life skills that they can then use to make a living and, you know, hopefully get rid of their criminal ways.
Amazing.
One of the skills they teach is printing. Her 35-year-old named Bhupendra Singh Dakat learnt these printing skills, and he thought, you know what, perhaps I can use that. Start a little humble printing shop when I leave the prison.
Great.
And do shirts and bits and bobs.
Yeah. Oh, your soccer team needs a new shirt. I can sort that out,
Nice.
However, as soon as he got out, he used those printing skills to start making fake currency. Straight into counterfeiting.
That was probably not the intention that the prison had there.
The coppers showed up at his house. They found 95 counterfeit notes. You know he printed 100 and has spent some.
Yeah.
And apparently he's been circulating this fake money for several months when they've caught him.
Unbelievable. I wonder how he got caught doing that. Someone stopped him in.
Well, I don't know. But here's the worst part, right? So after you leave the prison system there, these prisoners, they receive ongoing support and training. So you'd be like, oh, these notes not perfect. You got any tips to make the corners of greeting cards crisper? Or have you got any suggestions? Ooh. How do you do that shiny thing on holograms that are needed.
Do you reckon the authorities are throwing their hands up going, yeah, fair, this is kind of our fault?
I guess so.
Yeah.
But here's the thing, like, you can't just stop everyone from, like, using the skills for crime, is there?
No.
You've really just got to hope that they're going to use it for good, but sometimes they will be, in fact, used for
just
evil.
Printing money. So stupid,
they found
it?
All printers and stuff. Yeah, it's tools of the trade. Yeah, not for that, though.
New FM. The Novos. The Novos.
I guess a scandal I've noticed in and around my local area.
Oh, what's Newcastle done now?
Well, I want to bring to your attention a sign that is on Brunker Road. Now, if you're driving Brunker Road and you head towards, like, Pacific Highway,
yeah,
I often drive this way when I'm picking up Siobhan from Charlestown, from the Hamilton Chateau.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So this is, just to confirm, at Adamstown, yes?
Yeah, Adamstown.
You're going up the hill.
You're going up that hill. There's a massive billboard. I think it's out the front of Zach's Academy. It's this little, like, kids center thing there. Anyway, I always drive past it, like I said. There used to be on this massive billboard an advertisement for Scotty Cam and McDonald Jones Homes.
That's right. Yep.
Recently, though, it's changed in a bit of a property war to Shayna Blaze advertising Montgomery Homes.
Oh, okay.
So to start with, that there's a bit of a property war going around Newcastle to begin with.
That's fun.
Battle of the celebrity house builders.
Yeah, same show, different companies. It's all kind of happening. the stage has been set for this drama. But up there is Shayna Blaze, you know, she's plastered on this billboard. And she's advertising open homes for Montgomery Homes in suburbs like Box Hill, Leppington, Marsden Park, Redbank, to name a few.
Hang on, those are Sydney suburbs, are they not?
Certainly not Newcastle suburbs.
So what's happened here? Do we know what's happened?
Well, my speculation is, and I have to preface this by saying all speculation, we don't actually know what's happened. I think someone's done an oopsie-doopsie.
You reckon?
My gut feeling. Someone's printed the wrong one.
Or, and down in Sydney somewhere, there's one with all Newcastle suburbs on it.
Oh, that
would sent
funny.
The wrong one, you reckon?
They've mixed them up. This poster go on a site 4B? Yeah, 4B. 4A is what
they've
they
done
meant.
Is transporting it. It's all wrapped up, you know? It's got bubble wrap on it and all kinds of this. And then they've forgot to put the stickers on them. Which one's which? They've gone, which one was the Newcastle one? I think it was that one on the left.
Yeah.
On the sticker, guys. Really, the Sydney one.
And then the blokes whoever has to put it up, they're like, not my job to sort this out. I'm only paid to put this sticker up.
Well, and true. Too right. It isn't their job to sort it out. Somebody gets paid a bit more, isn't it?
That's above their pay grade.
Well, we were talking a bit about it behind the scenes around the office, and there was a bit of speculation about perhaps this is actually the correct poster and they're trying to encourage people to move back into the city because there's been a big exodus of people moving country.
Yeah, going from Sydney to Newcastle.
Do you guys think there's
back
any...
Back home.
Do you guys think that's a valid theory?
I reckon it should be. Get out of Newcastle. We need more places to live for the locals.
I invite everyone, personally.
Yeah, you being... originally, like, OG Newcastle. Yeah. You're pretty anti-Sydney, right?
Like, just get naturally. Out of my town. Don't come near us.
But do you think there's any, I guess, merit to that theory that they're trying to get people to move from Newcastle to Sydney?
Could be, because there's more money in Sydney, see?
Well, yeah.
That's true. They charge a bit more.
For the houses. That's possible. The other possibility, and this is one that's just I've just thought of, is that, like, the billboard salesperson said to them, look, I'll throw in Newcastle if you
right.
It's like a bargaining chip. They've got, it's kind of close to Sydney. Done. We'll do the deal then.
Either way, certainly not Newcastle suburbs plastered in one of, I guess, Newcastle's busiest roads.
It's
something needs to change.
Feels like a bit of a fail.
You're waking up with the Novos live across Newcastle and the Hunter. They're local as... on the air now.
I think we need to talk about these new menu items that have come out at Macca's recently. I see them all over the television and I don't know how to feel about them. I'm kind of slightly disappointed.
What have you got for
us?
Yeah,
what are you talking about? Because I don't frequent Maccas that often. Well, I haven't really seen these either.
Either do I, but I see advertisements pop up all the time because I live near a Maccas up at Cairn Park.
Yeah.
But also, they've got new Brekkie McMuffins out, like two different ones. The one that's returned is the BLT, so the Bacon Lettuce Tomato McMuffin.
Sure.
So, tomato? And like
BLT for breakfast is one of the real luxuries in life, I reckon.
Lettuce for breakfast.
Yeah, but a bit of a fresh hit for your brekkie. I don't mind it.
Anyway.
My only problem is that their bacon is like bloody boiled or something. It's
not crispy.
Yeah, it feels burnt a lot of the time. And then you got the chicken McMuffin. So that's basically just a chicken burger.
Yeah, that's a bit of a weird option.
Yeah,
isn't
you
it?
Wouldn't have, yeah, a schnitzel.
Are they doing chicken McMuffins for breakfast?
Yeah.
They normally, Maccas famously don't do chicken before 10:30.
Well, this is it. So the Aussie chicken breast, creamy McChicken sauce on a toasted English muffin.
Does that mean they're doing like nuggets and stuff before 10:30 as well?
No, you have to get McMuffin.
Sorry, Stephen. That is not yet unlocked as a feature.
Silly. I don't like it.
You're against it.
They're daytime foods. You can't have it for breakfast. I say no.
You could have whatever you want for breakfast. Are you against like leftover pizza for breakfast?
Yeah. That's blasphemy. Now it has to be fresh pizza.
I feel like that's a discussion for another time.
Yeah, let's save that. Jeez, we've got a lot to do there to sort that out. Which is the better avocado? Is it Hass? Or is it Shepherd?
The big issues this morning.
Well, that we are. So, obviously, it's change of seasons right now. Things are getting cooler. We're about to hit daylight savings, all that sort of thing. And with the change of seasons comes the change of avocados.
Oh, that's right. It moves into a different sort, doesn't it?
Yeah, so it's been Hass all summer, you know.
Good times.
Yum.
You're living the high life.
Yeah.
Right? You're making guacamoles on a Wednesday unexpectedly.
Smashed avo.
You put it on toast.
You do it willy-nilly because I foolishly think that these times will never end, you know? Like, you just, I don't know.
Sometimes you don't know what you got till it's gone. And then it literally happens overnight. So the other day I went into to Aldi.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, on my list was avocado for my wife, Emmy. She wants some for a toast.
Yeah.
I scan it up and down. Oh, there's a box of Shepherd's there. I'll pass on that. Where's the Hass? There was not one to be found. Oh, not so a Hass in sight.
So they're completely off the shelves now, is that
off
what you're saying?
The shelf. Are gone are the lovely, ripe, ready-to-eat Hass, and in its place, Shepherd. Now, I'm in a tricky situation. My wife's pregnant. She wants what she wants. Of course, I've got to buy her an avocado.
You have to.
Into the basket goes a Shepherd, and as soon as it hit the plastic of the Aldi shopping basket, I felt the pangs of regret. I thought...
Was it as hard as a rock?
Of course it was.
You fool. I know you do have a pregnant wife at home, but you got to stand for your morals at some point, don't you? You got to stand up for what you believe in. You can't just linguine around this all, you know, floppy.
Floppity-woppity. No, and I just thought, you know what? Shepherd is not for me. But then I just did a little Google. There are Shepherd defenders out there.
Yeah, I'm one of them.
Are you really?
Yes, I am.
I feel like the problem with Shepherd is it's way harder to tell if a Shepherd is right.
Well, that was what there was a lot of discussion around ripeness. So people are saying you've got to leave it a lot longer. Shepherds have a lovely flavour to them. I'm like, what flavour?
Oh, dude, it's all about the life hacks. As soon as you buy a Shepherd avocado, leave it for a week in the fruit bowl, then put it in the fridge, you're fine.
Well, I'm going to the shops because I want it now.
Patience is a virtue, Stephen.
All right. Well, this is the debate we wade into here. 4967-4105. Win yourself a double pass to go and see Limbo the Return at Spiegel Tent in Newcastle. All you got to say is which is better, the Shepherd avocados, Team Shepherd, that's Stephen and I this morning, or are you Team Ari?
No, we're Team Hass.
Sorry, or are you Team Ari?
I was
going
to say, don't you be. I'm going to have you for defamation. My lawyers, we're about to have a word to your
slanderous.
Lawyers.
He's Team Ari who loves the Shepherd. Hass.
Yes.
This is my saying that I try and live by, which is Hass forever, Shepherd never.
Oh my God.
It rhymes, so it must be true.
The Thornton first. Jai, what are your thoughts?
I reckon Shepherd avocados are a poor excuse. for an avocado. You got to go Hass.
Correct, Amondo.
Once you go Hass, you can't go back.
Famously what we say. Yeah, you know, people are passionate about that. Renee from Singleton, what are your thoughts? What is the superior avocado?
I've got to go Hass as well.
Of course you do, why because though, you've got Renee? Taste buds. No, wait. Not why, though. She's got taste buds. It's that simple.
Oh, okay. Fair enough.
Renee's like, I've got nothing to add.
No, Stephen summed it up. All right, let's go to Spears Point. Good morning, Grant. Hass or Shepherd?
Good morning, guys. I go the Hass as well.
Yes, there we go.
Come on, guys.
3 out of 3 at this point.
You are on an island, Ari.
You know what? We're doing so well here. I'm going to keep gambling.
Are you? Yeah. We've only got our 3.
Yeah. All right, to Merriweather. Jess, what are your thoughts?
Hey, guys. 100%
Hass
as well.
Yes! How can you refute that evidence? I mean,
it's
100...
It's not just an avocado, it's a way of life.
Hass life is the best life.
1053. 1053. UFM. UFM. The Novos. Lowest.
Deluxe. Yeah, let's do this. Lowest to Lux time, baby. This is one of our favourite games to play. It's certainly mine. So basically, quick recap how it works. We give you 3 items. You've got to list them from the least expensive to the most. If you get it right, we give you a prize.
Oh, yeah. We've got a family pass to Rip It Golf at Broadmeadow. It is such a good time there.
It most certainly is. The Novocastrian who is vying for said prize is Amanda in Gateshead. Hey, Amanda, how's things?
Oh, hi, I'm good. How are you?
Very good, wonderful. Thanks. Looking forward to the long weekend?
I am, yes.
That's what we love.
Ready.
Yeah, that's what we love to hear.
We love
well,
weekend.
Yeah, well, you know how the game works, right? Keen to get to Rip It?
I am, yes.
Let's do this thing, right, then. We'll give you 3 items, list them from the least to the most expensive.
All right, Amanda, here we go. First item for you is the 500 thread count Egyptian cotton twill queen size original sheet set from Sheridan. Yeah. The second one is Skull Candy Rift 2 wireless on-ear headphones from JB Hi-Fi. And then, of course, your third item will be the Sunbeam multi-lane air fryer oven from the good guys at Katara. So, just a quick recap there. The 500 thread count Egyptian cotton sheet set, the Skull Candy on-ear headphones, and also the Sunbeam air fryer oven.
Have you got another call coming through? What's going on, Amanda?
Yeah, what is happening? Reject that other call, would you?
Have you got one coming through?
No, I'm in the car and I'm
going to
turn the car off. I'm going to lose you.
Oh, I don't know what's going on here. Okay, we'll push through. We'll quickly.
Make it quick.
So we've got the sheets, the headphones, the air fryer. What's your order?
Okay, I'm thinking the air fryer, the...
We're doing lowest first.
Headphones.
Okay, so that one's your first item is the headphones, yep.
Headphones, the sheet.
Headphones, sheets, air fryer. Okay, I'm pulling your volume down because that other call coming in is doing my head in. All right, let's do some revealing, Ari.
All right, so the Skull Candy on your headphones is going to set you back $99.95, so $100.
Yep. Okay.
Then we had, it was the sheets you said,
yeah? Correct.
The sheets. Going to cost you $379.
Well, so far the order is correct. Mm. Let's get one of these going.
We need the air fryer to be more than $379.
Mm. All right.
Everything to play for. Rip It Golf Pass on the line.
So the Sunbeam...
Lots of things on the line, I think. Not a couple calls, I think.
Sunbeam air fryer oven is going to cost you $300.
Which means, no, that isn't incorrect. You've lost.
I'm so sorry, Amanda. Good try, though.
Better luck next time and sort out your call later.
We've seen this kick before. It's all good.
Yeah, third time's the charm for the Knights this season.
Go the boys.
Getting the win at Mac Jones against the Storm, 14-12. Joining us after the game is none other than Jaden Brayley.
Yes.
Congratulations on the win and congratulations on your return. How'd it feel?
Morning, guys. Thanks for having me on. It's so good to get the win, and it was obviously a big day personally for me. It's been a rough couple of years, but particularly the last 12 months. It's been pretty tough on me physically and mentally, and it's just such a relief and such a good feeling to be able to be out there on the weekend and get a win with the boys with my footy kit on.
Yeah.
Well, that's it. And it had been basically 12 months since your last game. Did the butterflies return? Were you nervous like your first game again?
Yeah, I'll be honest. I tried to have a different approach this time around. I tried to be as relaxed as I could and try and conserve as much energy as I could throughout the day, but as soon as I got on that bench, mate, I couldn't help but feel the nerves, and I was up and down and had a few feet, and I just wanted to get out there. So it did feel a little bit like my first game all over again, but once I got on the field, it all went away, which is good.
It just goes to show, though, it doesn't matter if you're a professional athlete or you're just starting out, you're always going to feel a little bit of, you know, nerves in your tummy, right?
That's it. So much easier said than done.
So yeah,
absolutely. I'll keep it calm. Now, congratulations on the win, our first of the season. I do have to ask, though, what's going on at halftime, bros? What's happening with our second halves? Is there, like, is there a chicken sandwich you guys should be switching up at halftime or something? What's going on?
Yeah, I think we need some oranges or something. We like to make it interesting, I think. It got a little bit too close for comfort, particularly at the end there, but it's definitely a focus for us going into this week, the way we start each half. And, it's a long game, 80 minutes, and we've got to put a full 80 minutes together.
Mm.
Well, you're coming off the bench again this weekend, Sunday against the Warriors. Is this, like, is there a time frame for when you could potentially see the starting lineup again? I know, like, the spine is so strong. Phoenix has been doing such a good job. But is there a time frame for when you can run out there at the start of the game?
Yeah,
I'm not too sure. It's definitely a goal of mine, but at the time being, I'm just happy to be playing footy again, and I'm just happy to play my role at the moment and get used to playing footy again. It's a long season, and I think there's another 23-24 games left to go in the season, so there's a whole lot of footy left to be played, and it's a position where both me and Phoenix can perform the role really well, and I'm really looking forward to building a combination with him.
Awesome.
Absolutely. It is a long season, long trip as well to New Zealand. Who are you avoiding on the flight? Who are you not sitting next to at all costs?
Matt Croker is actually walking in front of my car at the moment. I might try and avoid him. maybe the big Safidi boys could take up so much room in the seat.
Yeah.
But,
a lot of elbow
surely
room.
You guys aren't in economy. Surely you've got a bit.
Yeah. Oh, mate, you'd think so. I wish we were in business class, but we're in economy, mate.
Oh,
it sucks.
That would be tight next to those guys.
Yeah, the smart man. He's done that trip a few times. He knows who to sit next to. Well, best of luck. Like we said, you've got the Warriors this Sunday, Easter Sunday, in New Zealand. Best of luck. Fingers crossed you come away with the chockies.
Yeah, cheers. Thanks, guys.
Thanks for coming on the show. Good luck indeed as they make
go the Knights.
Come on.
Now for New FM's Weather Whiz Kid, Asha.
Kids World Adventure Playland. Jump, climb, party and play. Unlimited playtime, so stay all day. Open now, Charlestown and Green Hills. New FM's Weather Whiz Kid.
Good morning. My name is Asha Gearside. I'm 11 years old in Year 5 of Redhead Public School, and I'm today's Weather Whiz Kid. Today's weather forecast is partly cloudy with possible showers later today, tops of 27 degrees. Right now in Raymond Terrace is 19 degrees. Now back to the Novos on 105.3 New FM.
Oh, have you got a little celebration thing we can play? Yes, it's a party in studio.
Wow, Asha, put those headphones back on.
Yeah, keep them on.
You are not done.
I feel like while you can't see in studio, radio's got this weird kind of quirk where you can hear smiles.
Yeah.
And you can hear your smile ear to ear, Asha. You have smashed that. Well done. Anyone you want to shout out? Anyone listening at home?
My brother, Bo, and my sister, Isla.
Oh, there you go. Potential. Are you the oldest of the three?
I'm the middle.
The middle child.
Wow.
Potentially some future Weather Whiz Kids in the family as well.
I reckon.
They'll have a big act to follow, though, because you have absolutely smashed
How
it.
How could you even beat that? That's unbelievable.
And for that, Ashley, you've scored yourself your very own birthday party at Kids World Adventure Playland, where you can jump, climb, party, and play unlimited playtime, so stay all day. They are open now at Charlestown and Green Hills. You can book at kidsworldplay.com.au, or just like Ashley, you can go online, newfm.com.au, put in a couple bits and bobs, or here's me name, here's me school, all that kind of stuff, and you can come in and read the weather for us and get it for free.
New FM. The Novos.
The Novos.
How's this? Earlier this week, the ever-polarising governor of Florida, Rob DeSantis, has grabbed headlines once again. This time, he signed a bill making it illegal for children under 14 to own social media accounts.
Right.
So this is written in law. It's become, it's part of their, like, law in Florida.
Yeah.
From Jan 1, 2025, no person under the age of 14 will be able to make a new account, and all existing accounts must be deleted.
Age capping it again.
They're saying going to be illegal.
Illegal, yes.
So it feels like heavy language.
Yeah, but I feel like they need to do that just so they can get their point across, as in don't do this under the age of 14.
So under the age of 16, you need parent permission. Under the age of 14, banned completely, all of which you'll need age verification. Ooh. So the Republican State House Speaker, his name's Paul Rena, he said a child in their brain development doesn't have the ability to know that they're being sucked into these addictive technologies and to see the harm and step away from it. And because of that, we have to step in for them.
Interesting. Where do you guys stand on this?
See, I know it sounds harsh, but I'm actually all for this just because, I mean, we deal with social media on a regular basis. We know what it's all about, what can float around on socials and what can be used for. So, yes, there is that damaging kind of context to it. But under the age of 14, what do you need it for? You don't need it for anything, really.
Well, that's how you, I don't know, that's how you connect with your friends and stuff.
Yeah, so what, you think it should be banned?
For under the age of 14, I do. Pick up the phone.
But like you, so for example, anecdotally,
sure.
I left primary school when I was 11 or whatever. And I wanted to still be able to connect with all my friends from primary school who were going to different high schools than me.
Yeah.
So you add them all as friends on Facebook, you know, and then you can message them, jump in the group chat.
I never had that. I still called them.
But are you still mates with your primary school friends? I'm still super close to my primary school friends.
See, this is the thing. I actually wish I was able to do that, but Facebook wasn't around then.
Yeah.
Literally, like, it only started when I was in university, and, like, the circle of friends I've been able to stay in touch with from then is so much bigger. I wish I was able to do that.
Yeah.
I'm not against it. I think it's fine.
I think as well, we've got to change the way we look, because I think, like, technology literacy is the future. Mm. We need our kids to be super comfortable on all these apps and sites and on, because that's where their job's going to be in the future. You look at, you know, 10 years ago, you wouldn't have been like this work from home thing. It didn't exist.
Yeah.
Now everyone has to be comfortable with Zoom and doing stuff over email and all the bits and bobs.
That's fine, but, you know, you don't need to be using that again at 14 or under.
Teach them to use safely. Don't teach them to not use it at all, is what I think.
Thinking about it, because I'm about to be a father.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I think I'll be wanting to have the conversation around, you know, e-safety as early as possible.
Of course.
Because even if I say, oh, you can't have an account, you know they're going to make one anyway.
Yeah, they're going to be bombarded with it.
They'll sneak behind your back.
I feel like this is a conversation, though, with so many different kind of avenues you can go down, different perspectives. So I thought we'd open it up to Newcastle. 4967-4105, should social media be banned for everyone under the age of 14? We'll head first to Arcadia Vale. Tara, what are your thoughts on this one?
Morning, guys. 100% yes. There are many other ways that kids can still communicate through technology, like with the way they can sort of be playing games and still chat to each other, etc.
So why do you think they should be banned?
If we actually have a 10 and a 14-year-old, and we had this discussion about 2 years ago with our eldest, and kind of took it one step further, and we asked him, because we own a business, etc., one of the first things we always do if we get applicants is look them up online and things.
Yeah, of course.
But we basically said to him, by the age of 18, if you can withhold from having any social media accounts like Twitter, Insta, Facebook in his own name, where it's like a trackable thing.
Right.
We'll give him, well, we just said, basically, you know, as a teenager, it's not just about what he might do, making silly decisions potentially, but it's also being tagged in by other
people. Yeah, you never know what other people are going to do, isn't it?
Still seems a bit extreme, I think. Surely you trust them to, you know, I guess, have good people around them in their lives.
Mm. I guess so. To Nelson Bay next, Missy, what are your thoughts?
I think it's a tough call, but ultimately I think it's better for the kids to not have it at such a young age.
Okay.
So you're saying essentially the ban would be effective?
I think it would be, and I think it would help parents out.
Okay.
A lot of parents struggle with having to say no when all their friends are allowed to do it.
Yeah, that would be a difficult conversation.
And social media as well. So hard to control people using it or not using it. There's ways to get around everything, so...
Yeah, interesting. The blanket ban. Mm. Yeah, I'm not sure. Beresfield's where we go next. Rachel, what are your thoughts on this one?
Hey, guys, how are you?
Yeah, nice. Very well. What are you thinking about this social media ban?
Well, I'm probably very old school, and I don't think they should have it until they're at least 18. My daughter wanted Snapchat at the age of... Well, she's just turned 13, and she kept hounding me, asking me if she could have Snapchat for her 13th birthday, and I was like, no, no, no. So the simple fact that you don't know who gets on it, you don't know who's grilling them, you don't know who's cleaning them or whatever, and I was quite concerned about that. So every time she goes on Snapchat, I am right next to her. She's not allowed to go on it unless I'm with her. And I ask her what's going on. And if she can't tell me or if she hides stuff, I take her phone off her.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, but then that's you teaching them how to be safe with social media. If you have a blanket ban, they don't learn those lessons.
Yeah, okay, I get
that
too.
Yeah, but it's just so easy for kids these days. Like, they can go on and they can make accounts, they can do this, and the parents don't know. And then, you know, it makes it so hard for a parent to keep...
to teach it. You know what I'm hearing from here in general?
Yeah.
Parents are really confused about what to do here.
Yeah, like they think, one side is beneficial, one side's going to be better than that side. Yeah, it's very fence-sitting, isn't it?
It is a reality. The kids are on them, whether you know about it or not, I think. A lot of the kids are...
you can ban them, but they're still going to sneak around because they know technology better than you.
I think the important thing is that we make sure we teach them how to use it safely.
Mm.
I think that's the key takeaway from this.
100% locally made, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos.
Possibly one of the strangest things I've ever heard happened the other day, right? So I was watching a TV show with my partner, Mitch, and there was a scene where a TV reporter on this show had to cover a story of a duck interrupting play at a golf course because it had found a golf ball and then sat on it thinking that it was their egg. The funny part is that Mitch turned to me and said, you know what, that's standard. Most times when he plays golf at either Charlestown or Waratah golf courses, ducks do that all the time. They're staking golf balls for their own eggs.
Not all the time. Surely I've never seen it before.
Apparently... it happens more often than what you think.
Yeah. So,
he's hitting it in the lake, I reckon. Yeah. Hit it straight.
Anecdotally, when we were when I grew up on the farm as a kid, if a chicken is broody, right, or if a chicken is not laying eggs in the spot where you want it to, you put a golf ball there, it thinks other chickens have laid eggs there, and it's a safe spot.
Really?
Yeah, and you can get them to lay there.
Can you use certain rocks and stuff as well?
If it looked egg-like, absolutely.
Interesting.
You can, you know what?
God, birds are so dumb.
You might think birds are intelligent. Sometimes they're not, especially chickens.
You often think, you're flying, you should be top of the food chain, and then you remember why they're at the bottom. Peanut-sized brains, I think. All right, so quickly around the team.
Yep.
Are we cat or dog people?
Dogs.
Dogs mostly, yeah.
I'm dogs as well.
Okay.
So all of us are dog people. This man in Canada is currently living out my worst nightmare.
Oh,
right?
What's he done?
Tell this story.
So during COVID, he took in a few abandoned cats to help look after them, make sure, you know, they're well fed and groomed and keep them off the streets.
Because awesome.
There was a lot of abandoned kind of pets during that COVID pandemic.
Yeah.
So a few years later, post-pandemic, he has become, in his quote, overwhelmed as his few cats have turned into near 300.
Is this a normal house that he's got?
Yeah, just a regular suburban house.
Where do you put them all?
They live in the house. Where do you put him is the question. It's their house now.
Yeah. Wait, so they've multiplied by 100 or something?
So here's a quote from him. They just kept multiplying. One cat can have 3 litters in a year. They just kept multiplying.
3 litters in a year, the poor things. Can you imagine?
So I guess this has just snowballed and it's just gotten out of control so rapidly. He's become Catman, essentially. Not really a superhero, but a superhero in his own right. He's definitely doing a good deed. So his name is Bruce Robinson, and he reckons now he's struggling to cope financially with the 298 cats he has.
Oh, my God.
15 of which currently pregnant, so more to come.
Oh, he's 15 are pregnant. I think he needs to, like, meet up with a vet and organise some neutering.
Maybe that too.
At what point does it become his fault, you know? One litter of an abandoned cat, you're like, oh, I didn't know it wasn't neutered. Oh,
yeah, would you know?
Exactly, but after the third or fourth litter
of the year.
Fool me once, shame on you, you know? Fool me twice.
Times. Yes.
All of a sudden, I'm not sure where the blame has to go. Anyway, Bruce obviously loves all these cats. He sometimes even skips meals himself. To provide 28 kilograms of cat food a week for his pets.
Oh, my God.
Did the maths. That is almost 1.5 tons a year of cat food.
That's too much.
An obscene amount, isn't it?
They bring that in on a low loader? Like, how do you...
I don't know how he... truck? He must get a weekly delivery, hey. He also...
Pet Circle loves this one man.
Yes.
Keeping him in business.
Yeah.
He has to constantly provide clean litter for the numerous cat trays he's got as well. Obviously, the financial burden has become a lot.
It'd be more like a litter conveyor belt, wouldn't it?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
He said, though, Bruce has said that all of them have names and he loves every single one of them. And proof is in the pudding, because how's this? All 300 of these cats in perfect health.
No way.
That almost seems impossible, doesn't it?
Well, crazy. Well, he's gone to a shelter to get a bit of help. He's like, I need help rehoming some of these cats. It's getting out of hand.
Yeah.
So they obviously do their checks. They've got to do obligatory checks, you know. Oh, have you vaccinated? You know, all these bits and bobs.
Mm.
And they've found all 300 cats, or 298, in perfect health. Not a single thing wrong with... Oh, wasn't even intentional. But not a single thing wrong with any of the cats. So obviously he's loving for them and caring for them and he's doing a good job.
Not sustainable, though. You can't keep these...
It's not like it's a Lord of the Flies type situation, though, where he's just letting them all live.
How is he... what was his pet insurance bill like?
Would have been quite high, I think.
I mean, even if he...
has what, pet insurance?
Even if he was able to get it down to, like, $500 a year, that's $150,000 a year just in pet insurance.
Do you reckon he just backs himself in? He goes, oh, 300, they're all healthy. I'm doing something, right? What do I need the vet for?
I don't know. Maybe. I mean, they're all pretty young, to be fair, because he only started with two cats, wasn't it?
300 names as well. He's named all of them.
There'd
be repeats, wouldn't there?
He would make his money back if he sold at least half of them to, like, families and stuff. Hey, $200 for this cat. Do you want it? And people go, yes!
I don't know. He spent a lot on cat food. I don't know if he'll ever make his money back.
No, I think he'd be happy just to stop the bleed, you know?
I wonder what an acceptable amount for him is. Like, he's like, oh, my real goal is to get it down to 80. Like, what's a realistic goal for him to get it down to?
I don't know. Can you imagine the smell?
Oh, I don't want to think about it.
No, I'm going to pass on that. In fact,
UFM.
The Novos.
PSA. This is something to be aware of. So, Julie, that works at Crevo's shop, she was telling me this story about how she was cooking some chicken in the air fryer. Chicken wings, I think it was. Lovely
chicken
little
wings.
Treat.
Yeah.
Nice treat. And she had in there some baking paper to, I guess, make it easier to clean later on.
Well, that's it. Chicken wings are so bad. Same as those, like, kebab skewers and stuff like that.
Yeah, all the sauce.
Oh, it burns the bottom of your fry pan or your baking tray, whatever it is. It's a nightmare to clean off. So you've got to put the baking paper under.
That's what she thought. Anyway, she then opened the air fryer when it was at a very high heat. It'd been cooking away. So I think that might be done. Opens it up. As she opened it, the baking paper catches fire. Suddenly, fire in the kitchen.
Oh,
really?
My God.
Yeah, very, very scary. She's like, I didn't know what to do. I didn't have a fire blanket in the kitchen. Very, very concerned, obviously. She luckily was quick thinking and was able to close the air fryer again.
Yeah, right. Get rid of the oxygen.
Yeah, get rid of the oxygen and pull out the plug as well. Mm-hmm. Obviously, the two, you know, sources of energy in the situation.
Sure.
And this fire did get under control and went out. But very, very scary. And a real danger around baking paper. You've got to be so careful. It can catch fire.
Why is baking paper flammable? It's not, is it?
It's
That's of like a faulty batch or something.
But people use, you know, baking paper for everything. Cakes, like meats and stuff like that. Why would it be flammable?
Over a certain temperature, it's flammable. That says it on the box.
Really?
And I said that to her.
So it's like temperature graded?
Yeah. Oh. It says it on the box what temperature you can go up to. And there's some that can go a bit higher as well.
Wow.
So you've got to be careful about that. If you're using baking paper, especially air fryers, and just be warned.
I've never seen or heard of this happening before.
Neither. And you just assume it'd be good to go.
Yes.
You're like, all the pictures on the boxes of baking paper in the oven.
That's
That's the thing. Especially around, like, I guess, like oily foods as well. Be extra careful when you're using baked paper. Make sure you only take it up to the temperature you're allowed.
Did you know
under.
This beforehand?
I'd sort of known that baking paper is flammable, because I think some might have caught fire, and I went, why is that? And then Googled it and found out about it. So in the back of my mind, that knowledge was there. But this is definitely a PSA to watch out for.
Mm.
There you go. Be safe in the kitchen.
Definitely.
100% locally made, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos.
So yesterday evening was in your neck of the woods, Ari.
Oh, Cam Parkway, were you?
Yeah, in and around Cam Park, because I had, for the mighty Cardiff Hawks, intra-club, I guess, pre-season match. So we had two squads built from all Cardiff Hawks players in a friendly scratch match.
Oh, that's why the floodlights were on. Interesting.
Yeah, so it was at Pasterfield Oval, the home of the mighty Hawks.
Yeah.
And while it was, you know, a fun game and there was nothing at stake, I feel like we, as a club, put a lot of emphasis on our grit and determination. So tackling is something that we find important and something that we try and really emphasise.
Did you get hurt?
Well, there was one participant who I think laid more tackles than anyone else.
Was it you?
The Cameron Park Mosquitoes. Oh, my goodness, they were out in force.
Welcome to the neighbourhood.
Oh, you just, like, honestly, you try to take an uncontested mark and there's about five mosquitoes on you. You think you're uncontested. You are not.
Do you think there's, I guess, a petition that could be had for moving Ozzy the Mozzie to Cameron Park after that?
I don't know. I thought the mosquito issue...
Hexham one?
Well, I thought the mosquito issue was bad at the Hamilton Chateau. It is nothing compared to Cameron Park.
You are suffering.
The there, yeah. I was just bugged and annoyed, pardon the pun, bugged and annoyed by the mosquitoes all night.
So if you're in the area, be careful.
I'll be taking the error guard to training from now on, I think.
Yeah, I think that's probably the best decision. Just suck it up, play your football, don't worry about the mosquitoes. I do like a nice cool day. Also, things that I do like is a cheap date. It makes me sound quite bad. But anyway, I know that money is very tight right now.
For a lot of people.
That's right.
It's like cost of living so high.
Yeah, that's it. And things only are getting worse. But we're not going to talk about this on a negative light. We're going to say a little bit of, I guess, spread some positivity. So
flipping,
I'm talking
script.
About affordable ways that you can head out and have some fun on a date. So, for example, I went out on a date with my partner, Mitch, last night.
Yeah.
And I thought, oh, what's something we can do that's not going to break our bank? So I'm like, oh, you know what? I'm going to take him on a picnic. I'm just going to buy a couple little snacks, just use one of my old picnic blankets that I've had for years, and we'll just sit at the lake at Spears Point. You know, there's no entry fee. I don't have to pay a fortune for a meal.
So what, was it a bit of a do-it-yourself charcuterie board type setup? Cheese and crackers.
Oh, how good.
What I did was, you know how like that can be actually expensive, you know, when you buy all the meats and the cheeses that are quite fancy. All I did was just go to Coles and buy a couple of things that were like half price.
There you go.
So
you're saving half the money already there.
Yellow sticker bandit.
That's it. You know, you've got to find the sales. So that's what I did. So that's one of my, I guess, top tips is finding affordable ways to date. So that's an activity that I'm going to give you for free that you can go and do. Picnic at Spears Point in Lake Macquarie. Another thing that you can do, and look, this is probably the best part if you're living in the Newcastle CBD, is you can take your partner or a date, stroll along the Anzac Walk, and then head down to Merriweather Beach and grab maybe like a small coffee or a smoothie from the Blue Door kiosk. It's only going to cost you probably a couple of dollars.
Small only. No
correct.
Medium for you,
well,
love.
We're saving money.
But also, if we go back towards Lake Macquarie Way at Warners Bay, there's a place called Dull Boys Social Co. So it's been there for a couple of years now. It took over from 10 Pin Bowling.
Yeah, it's a good strike there, isn't it?
Yeah. So they do these little deals for you. So they're called Friday Late Nights, which includes a couple of DJ sets, unlimited bowling and a house drink for only like $30. So that's still a cheap night out compared to going out for dinner at a fancy restaurant.
I love as well how hybridized bowling alleys have become over the last 10 years. You can't just survive with a couple of lanes and pins anymore, can you? They've got the whole kit and caboodle. They've got the putt-putt. They've got the arcade games.
The laser tag. Good the dodgers.
Food. Yeah, they've got everything there now, don't they? It's become such a like all-in-one stop for entertainment. Mm. You're bound to find something that you like.
Yeah, how brilliant.
But I think one of my favourite things to do, and this is for 18 plus only, is you can go up to the Hunter Valley, right? So you can do some free gin and vodka liquor tasting up at Small Mouth Distillery within like the shopping village across from the Honey Valley Gardens there as well. So easy, cheap day out.
And they've always got the liquor at the front there as well. And it's just, like you said, the gins are good, the wine's good.
Icebreaker as well. Calm the nerves a little bit if it's a first date.
Yeah. Tipsy-wipsy. That's fine.
Well, I like
Have more fun.
Ari's words.
Well, that's great. I feel like with the cost of living so high, dates are one of the things people are sacrificing first.
Yeah. But no need.
No need anymore. Ari's got you covered.
UFM. The Novos. The Novos.
And boy, we're on a short week here. How good is it?
Our last day tomorrow.
That's it of the week. Not forever.
No.
Not forever at all.
Don't be saying things like that.
Lots of exciting stuff, though. Bits and bobs. I've got to go to shops to get myself ready for camping.
That's right.
I'm off to the Blue Mountains for like 4 nights or something like that. 3 nights, 4 nights.
Stunning.
I'm going to love it.
Are you going to go to the Three Sisters?
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, you've got to go there. That's famous.
I've seen the Three Sisters before.
Yeah.
So it's not exciting for you then.
Well, no, it just depends on how much other stuff I want to go see.
Right.
Like what? You know? Other trees.
I love like mountain walks and stuff like that. Okay. So
Chenolan Caves?
I haven't been there.
There you go. Something to do.
I'll jot that down right now.
Yeah. Very.
Look at us helping each other. It's just that kind of team. Look, we've got to award our prize of the day.
Yes, I think we should give it to Jai in Thornton. He told us that Shepherd avocados are a very poor excuse for an avocado. He's 100% on the team. Win for Hass avocados.
Hass avocado stormed away with it, didn't they?
Yeah, clean sweep. Hass forever, Shepherd never.
Oh, God.
That is, write that one down if you haven't.
Plenty more local winners to be had right throughout the day as well with New FM's Trivia Temptation.
Fill your wallet.
Well, that's it. Make some room now. You're going to have to, I guess, you know, try and condense so you can find room for all this money. The more questions you answer correct, the more money you win. You risk it and get one wrong, though, you lose it all.
The lesson to learn here, though, is don't succumb to the pressure, because I don't trust that Joel for your live and local drive home, because he will put the pressure on you. You got to keep calm.
He does peer pressure a little bit.
Yeah.
He does a little bit, but the other lesson to be learned is you got to risk it to win it.
That's true. If you want to fill your wallet, then you need to get as many questions right as possible. Have a great day, everyone, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Catch you then.
Bye.
That was the Novos. You want more, right?
Sure. Just head to Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or newfm.com.au, and you can relive all the fun again and again and again.